All right. We got recording soon. It is ready to go. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-026 regarding Mr. Richard Elliott. The time is now 10:06 a.m. on April 14th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose. We'll go ahead and start with board staff.
Phil Carden, board staff.
Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as board counsel.
Thank you. Ms. Stapley?
Judith Stapley, Executive Director.
Thank you. EAC committee members?
Ron Barboa, professional licensed land surveyor.
Don Anderson, professional licensed sand surveyor.
Thank you. Mr. Takey?
J.O.T., licensed land surveyor.
All right. We're getting a little bit of feedback, Mr. Takey. If you wouldn't mind muting either your phone or your computer, one or the other, that should take care of the feedback. Appreciate it. Still getting a little bit. All right. And then we have the ledgers with us.
Gianna Elms, I'm the complainant. I am the only one actually on the purchase contract. My former name is Carly Elms, and then my spouse is on the title as well, but he's on
Joe Elms.
Okay, appreciate it. So just a few reminders before we get started with the meeting. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. It's important so that when I go back to the recording, I can tell who said what. To avoid disruptions, if we could turn off or silence all cell phones, especially mine. That's my place. So an EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, view evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board on whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on October 26th of 2021 related to construction staking at 2883 West Patio del Presidio in Flagstaff, Arizona at some point during the year 2019.
2018,
I apologize. Thank you. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. For the record, I will call each committee members by name, and if you could signify yes or no on whether you're good to go or not. So, Mr. Barboa?
Yes.
Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
And Mr. Takey?
Yes.
Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from the executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger. Normally, we would move to respondent after that, but we haven't Haven't received any contact with him in response to the invitation for this meeting. And then on to some witnesses. During the interview of respondent or the witnesses, committee members ask that the questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief, during the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been conducted. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait in the lobby. You will be called when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect and will receive a call once it is their turn for the interview. So I do need to point out that we do not have respondent with us. He was given both email and mailed invitations with ample notice and never responded. So I just need to make it clear that he was invited for it. At this time, I'll call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, if you would please announce your name prior to your motion.
Don Anderson, I make a motion that we go into executive session.
Thank you, sir. Can I get a second?
Mr. Barbala, I will second that.
Thank you. No, there's only one vote at the end, so... So I'm going to go ahead and stop this recording.
We need an actual vote to go into executive session.
Okay, sure. All right, I apologize. So I'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Barbala?
Aye.
Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
And Mr. Tagey?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. I'll go ahead and stop this recording for open session. It is now 10:14 a.m.